Around 2,000 position of judges at the moment are vacant in Ukrainian courts. In addition, around 2,000 judges have not passed the evaluation process that have been started many four, 5 years ago. So what can we say at the moment? We can say that due to such a difficult situation, we have a new process of new judicial reform amendments. So the question number two, so shortage of judges affect situation in Donetsk and Lugansk region. So I would I have to say that in general, so at the moment we have around 8 courts which is not active, and it don't work at all because of lack of the judges. So it means that 8 courts in Ukraine do not have even one judge. So it means around 100,000 people cannot go to the court, unfortunately. So this is the result of the nearest of last judicial reform when High Commission of Judges have been stopped and dissolved. How could it affect the possibility to be presented in a court? It's concerning the Donetsk and Lugansk region and concerning all the country of Ukraine, it inflict long term of court hearings. So it may, for example, prolong court hearing for 2 or even for 5 years, and parties cannot get fast or some kind of result for some kind of predictable term. Concerning the question about the district court of Kyiv and its interfere in the activity of High Qualification Commission of Judges. So I need to inform members and chairmen that at the moment this process under prosecution. So according to official information that we get from the open sources, hearing will start not earlier than next June. So it's very difficult to comment the situation, but in general, this situation under the prosecuting and is handled by Ukrainian government. Concerning the first question about when the process of judges' qualification will finish. So this process is very difficult to predict. I would say why. First of all, as I mentioned before, High Council of Justice is still working, but Judges Commission have not been working for 2 years. And all their powers to evaluate judges on that stage belongs to a High Justice Commission, not to the High Council of Justice. So it means that until the moment when Commission of Judges start working, we cannot believe that the evaluation process will be finished. In the figures, how it's to present you for you to understand the situation, around 2,000 or about 50% of the judges is still waiting for the finalizing of evaluation process have not got the results. Concerning new initiatives and new laws that were adopted on August 5th, 2021. So I would say that it's an unpredictable stage in Ukrainian history and amendments of Ukrainian law system. Why? Because 2 commissions shall be formed. 1 commission is a selection commission for formation, a just commission, and another it's a commission for ethnic of High Council of Justice. So what is main features or specialities of this commission? Both these commissions will be from the side of our foreign partners with the participation foreign and international experts and Ukrainian judges or retired judges. Around the membership, it will be 6 person, 3 person international experts and 3 person from Ukrainian side. But what's the main difference? That only 2 persons who represents international experts will have the dominating votes in this commission. So it means this commission adopted some kind of decision when only 2 foreign experts support some kind of a decision. So I can inform you what we have on the stage with this commission. Yesterday we convened preparation meeting concerning the selection commission, and we believe that the selection commission for formation of judges commission will be start immediately. I believe that it will be in the nearest future. Concerning the ethnic commission, I would inform that our foreign partners nominated the representatives as well. Ukrainian side as well nominated the representatives, and we believe that the next week we will have ethnic commission. And concerning the work or activity of this commission, the High Council of Justice do whatever we can do that this commission will be active and we will work fast and to start working. Concerning amendments, Criminal Code of Ukraine, Article 375, I would say that Constitution Court of Ukraine last year declared this article as not valid, and that is contradicts to Ukrainian constitution. And this question is on the pending and on their considering of Ukrainian parliament. So we believe that in the nearest future we will get some kind of result. But what can I emphasize, that no one judge was charged with this felony for last year. So it means this in reality this article is not active and cannot be used by the prosecutor office to blame someone to do some kind of felony. Concerning independence and integrity of judges and who the most interferes in activity of the judges, I would say that we will present it as well. We will forward you our yearly summary that we presented all over the world and around our country, and on a special person who interfere in the judges and to make some kind of pressure on the judges. So we will be presented it and we will forward you in English as short as possible, because this summary takes around to 200 pages, but you will find some more information and detailed information. And about the last question about the judges.
May I ask you, excuse me, disculpe. Quizás puedan darnos esta información por escrito, porque nos hemos quedado sin tiempo para el resto del diálogo.